We would like to read this evening from the book of the Hebrews and chapter 11 of the letter written to the Hebrews. And verse 4 says this: by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying or approving of his gifts. And by it, he being dead, yet speaketh. Verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The verses that we've read tonight bring before us, as the verse says, by it, he that is dead still speaks. What happened to the man called Abel has left a permanent, changeless message for all time and for you and I. This great chapter, which is a classic of the Bible, giving us a long list of those who lived and died in faith, begins with a story of a sacrifice. The story of faith. Your faith and mine must begin with a sacrifice. And if it hasn't, then I want to say to you very lovingly tonight, you still have to establish a relationship with God. Abel was no better than his brother Cain. There apparently was no difference in the two men. At least there's none recorded prior to the offerings they made. What made one approved and the other disapproved of? What made one man to be accepted before God and the other to be rejected by God was not their personal history, but the way that they came to God. And that's what we're looking at tonight. The basis of one man's trust compared with the basis of another man's trust, and of one man's approval and another's disapproval, of one man's total acceptance by God and another man's rejection by God. Now, what is the basis of that acceptance or rejection? What is the basis of that approval or disapproval? We'll find out just now. Cain offered to God the fruit of his toil the fruit of the ground. Nobody could accuse him of being insincere. Nobody could say that it wasn't his own work and effort. Nobody could accuse him of not giving the best. And yet, it was disapproved of. How tragic to think that you should offer to God what you feel is the best, the first, the most excellent. That you should offer to God all that's good about you and all the good you can do. And then finally, when it comes to the end, the basis of your trust bursts like a bubble and leaves you lost forever. So we're here to warn you tonight about getting the basis of faith right. Abel came by a different way. Abel came to God with a lamb. And between Abel and God, there was a lamb, a sacrifice, a life given, bloodshed. And the Bible says God approved of his gift. You see, here was a man that came and trusted in the sacrifice for his acceptance, trusted in a life given for his acceptance. Trusted in the blood shed for his acceptance. There was no other way for Abel. And that's why he heads the list of this long chapter. And all who would come to God and add their names to the list of faith must begin where Abel began, trusting the value of the sacrifice. But we know exactly who our Lamb is. Did not John the Baptist, as he saw him approaching one day, he says regarding the Lord Jesus Christ, "Behold, the Lamb of God." And on the next occasion, as Jesus is a receding figure upon the horizon, John says, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." And John's disciples left him and followed Christ. So our Lamb has been given by God. God says there must be a sacrifice. The Bible says in this very book we've read tonight that without the shedding of blood, without a sacrifice, there is no remission for sin. Without that life given, without that blood shed, even though we offer the best, it will be disapproved. The Bible says this, for by grace, undeserved favor from God, you are saved through faith. And that, listen for it, not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. So heaven is not an achievement realized by effort, but it is a gift that is received by faith in the sacrifice that God has given. He says, you need a sacrifice. And then he empties heaven and he provides the sacrifice. For he gave his only begotten Son. So that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He suffered, the just one, for us, the unjust, to bring us to God. And as Abel stood with a sacrifice between, in up-to-date language he was saying, I need no other argument. I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me. You see, when it says, I would have thought, if I had written this chapter, I would have placed verse 6 right at the end, after giving the long list of faith and the faithful, to conclude by saying, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. But it's after we read about a man who trusts the sacrifice, and after we read about a man who walks with God, then it says, but without faith. And what it is really saying is this, without this faith, without this kind of faith, it is impossible to please God. Meaning that if you've never been to Calvary, although you've been to church, you're going to be disapproved. You see, the problem is not church attendance. The problem is not what's good about you. The problem is not your good works. The problem is not the money you give. The problem is your sin. And that's why we need a sacrifice. And every life is sin-stained. And every one of us needs the sacrifice in order that we be accepted before God and know that we are. The Bible calls it being saved. You can think about Cain. He was absolutely sincere, I'm sure. And absolutely wrong. I don't doubt your sincerity. Here was a man who was absolutely sincere and completely missed the mark, because he thought that he could accumulate something that would please God. But there was no sacrifice. It was a material sacrifice. It was a bloodless sacrifice. It was a self-satisfying sacrifice. He could easily go out and say, you know, I've given the best. And I've given the most. And yet it was tragically wrong. Because for any man to approach a holy God, there must be Calvary between. The hymn writer has said, I must needs go home by the way of the cross. There's no other way but this. I shall ne'er get sight of the gates of light if the way of the cross I miss. Now I want to ask you tonight, dear friend, have you personally been to the cross? If not, think about it tonight. It's a question of life or death. It's a question of acceptance or rejection, of approval or disapproval forever. It doesn't matter how it looks before men. It doesn't matter what values you've tried to uphold in life. Being a good mother or father, that's lovely. I congratulate you for that. That's not the problem. You may try to keep your home and family together in a world where it's being broken up. Or you might even be the victim of these kind of circumstances. But I want to say to you tonight, that is not the problem. The problem is dealing with acceptance before God. And sin must be dealt with, must be got rid of. And so therefore, Abel's way is remembered forever. Remembered because a lamb was slain. Remember because blood was shed. Remember because he came in that way. I can think of somebody who was in Cain's way, and he changed to Abel's way. And I was thinking about it today. Do you know? In my local assembly in Scotland, I turned up one Sunday night several years ago while on furlough. And the preacher took ill and didn't turn up. And I was asked to very quickly take the meeting. And in that meeting there was a gentleman from this very province, Ontario. And after the meeting, he said to me, I've been a church elder for many years. I've given time and effort and money to the church. I've supported charities. I've been an honest, upright man, and I've reared a very nice son indeed. But he said, I mistake him. Tonight I realize I've done all that, but I've never been to Calvary. And I shudder to think that I would reach heaven's gate to find out that because I've not come by the blood of the cross and by the sacrifice I'll be lost. But I'm trusting Christ tonight. And you got saved. You too can change. Just leave off doing and begin trusting. Like Abel did in the Lamb. In the blood of the Lamb. And God says, you will be saved forever. May the Lord bless His word.